This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the countrymen, especially the youth associated with industry and startups, to emphasize on quality. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said, India's economy is progressing rapidly and the world is watching India. Mr. Modi reiterated his clarion call from Red Fort, zero defect, zero effect.
हम जो भी मैन्युफैक्चर कर रहे हैं उसकी क्वालिटी को बेहतर बनाने का संकल्प लें, चाहे हमारे टेक्सटाइल हो, टेक्नोलॉजी हो या फिर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स, इवन पैकेजिंग. इंडियन प्रोडक्ट का मतलब ही बन जाए टॉप क्वालिटी. हम संकल्प लें, क्वालिटी में न कोई कमी होगी, न क्वालिटी से कोई समझौता होगा. और मैंने तो लाल किले से कहा था, जीरो डिफेक्ट जीरो इफेक्ट. ऐसा करके ही हम विकसित भारत की यात्रा को तेजी से आगे ले जा पाएंगे.
On National Voters Day, Mr. Modi said, a voter is the soul of democracy. He said, whenever a young person becomes a voter for the first time, the entire neighborhood, village or city should come together to congratulate him and distribute sweets.
आज मतदाता दिवस पर मैं अपने युवा साथियों से फिर आग्रह करूंगा कि वे 18 साल का होने पर वोटर के रूप में खुद को जरूर रजिस्टर करें. संविधान ने हर नागरिक से जिस कर्तव्य भावना के पालन की अपेक्षा रखी है, इससे वो अपेक्षा भी पूरी होगी और भारत का लोकतंत्र भी मजबूत होगा.
Saying that the nation will celebrate Republic Day tomorrow, the Prime Minister said the Constitution came into effect on this very day and it gives people an opportunity to pay homage to the founding fathers of the Constitution. Mr. Modi said, bhajans and kirtans have been the soul of Indian culture for centuries. He said today's youth have incorporated the spirit of devotion into their experiences and lifestyles. He added that this thinking has given rise to a new cultural trend. The Prime Minister said this trend is being called bhajan clubbing and it is becoming increasingly popular, especially among Gen Z. Speaking about the Indian community in Malaysia, which is doing commendable work in preserving and promoting the essence of their culture, Mr. Modi said there are more than 500 Tamil schools in Malaysia, and in addition to teaching the Tamil language, other subjects are also being taught in Tamil. Along with Telugu and Punjabi, there is a lot of focus on other Indian languages. He said Malaysia India Heritage Society last month organized the Lal Pad Sari iconic walk. The Prime Minister said this sari has a special connection to the culture of Bengal. The Prime Minister said India AI Impact Summit, which is going to be held next month, will highlight India's progress and achievements in the world of AI. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day this evening. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. On the occasion of the Republic Day, 982 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals. Out of them, 125 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry. The medal is awarded for rare, conspicuous and conspicuous act of gallantry in saving life, property, preventing crime or arresting criminals. Further, 101 distinguished personnel received the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and 756 personnel received the Medal for Meritorious Service. The 16th National Voters Day is being celebrated across the country today. The theme this year is My India, My Vote, highlighting the central role of citizens in India's democracy. In cricket, the third 2020 match between India and New Zealand will be played at the ACA Stadium in Guwahati today. The match will start at 7 in the evening. India lead the five-match series 2-0 and a win in this game will secure the series for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.